Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, January 29th, 2013, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Well, tonight, with the moon in Virgo, is the perfect time to announce the addition of Tammy Stair to our main website, StarseedHotline.com. Tammy has shared her extraordinary healing gifts with people or pets for many years, both remotely and locally. I myself can attest to her remarkable healing gifts, not only benefiting me, but my animals too. For almost 2 years, her contribution to our Starseed work has been quietly behind the scenes, so we're happy to raise the curtain tonight and share her healing work with our Starseed community, and we're going to be talking to Tammy in just a couple minutes. So our featured guest this evening is one of our favorite guests, Meg Benedicte, founder of Unified Field Therapy. Through extensive research in bioenergetics and quantum healing, Meg has discovered the magnitude of change possible when tapping into the zero-point field of the counterclockwise spinning quantum vortex. With this transformational technique, Meg helps clients to quickly shift consciousness, unlock karma, and remove energetic patterns from 3D duality that limit their human experience. By utilizing geometric relationships to wave interaction, she developed the powerful quantum vortex healing and activation meditations that are coded to bend space, release polarity, and access the fifth dimension. For the past 15 years, Meg has been sharing these dramatic findings with global audiences in teleclass webinars, speaking events, online radio shows, blogs and articles, CD meditations, and has authored a book called Soul Realized, Unlocking the Sacred Keys of Becoming a Divine Human. During 2013, Meg is leading large monthly global meditations that utilize the power of vortex energy to actively alter and transform our current paradigm. To learn more about this life tool and how to apply it during this truly transformative time, please visit her websites, which are newearthcentral.com and megbenedicte.com, and megbenedicte is how you spell that, megbenedicte.com. At the top of the show, after we welcome Tammy, it's the Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing topics of interest to Starseed and sharing emails from our listeners around the world. And we'd like to thank Chris and Fiona for hosting our switchboard this evening. And you're welcome to call in with questions or comments. And the number to dial is 917-889-8292. Remember to press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air. And we invite you to click the follow button on our Blog Talk show page so you'll know about our upcoming shows, and it also helps to promote our work and guests. If you're new to our show, our main site is starseedhotline.com, where we have a lot of vital information for Starseed in our vault of knowledge, and the entire site has been coded for Starseed activation. We also have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. And we'd like to thank Rose, Chris, Anastasia, and Tammy for their continuing great work and dedication on behalf of our Starseed Forum. And you can also find us on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go. And we'll get started in just a moment, but first I'd like to let you know that if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. Our Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your natal astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, Tammy, or myself. If you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by getting your solar return timing. Please allow at least 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure that you do get it in time. And now I would like to introduce my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. I don't have your mic open. Hang on a second. Okay. Lavendar, Anastasia, hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Sorry about that flow on the microphone there. Hi, Lavendar.
Great. So are you going to bring Tammy on now?
Yes. We just want to welcome Tammy, and our switchboard is, wow, so full already. And I know that she's on the switchboard. There we go. Come on, buttons. Hello, Tammy. Welcome so much. We're so glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. It is just an honor and a privilege to be a part of this team. It's a dream team. So thank you so much. My heart is so full right now.
Oh, well, I can hear that, and you are so welcome. You've done such extraordinary work for so many people for so long, and we're just very honored to have you sharing your remarkable gifts with our Starseed community. So when you log in, everybody, if you log into the website, you may need to hit refresh to see the changes. So, Tammy, I just wanted to thank you so much, and welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you did, Ariel, all the work, too, and put me on the site.
Well, it was a pleasure, and it's all part of helping other people, and that's what we're all about. So, Tammy, we will be talking to you later, and right now I want to get to the Starseed news. So, Tammy, thanks so much. We love you.
Thank you, Tim. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. So, Anastasia.
Good evening,
welcome.
Everybody. Hi.
Welcome. We're so glad to have you with us tonight.
We seem to have a little sound problem. Anybody else hearing that on the line?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know what to do about that. I'm picking up some hissing and some volume instability, so we'll see what goes on there.
Well, you sound clear as a bell to me.
Okay, great, great. Well,
so I hope it's the same for everybody.
Yeah, it's clear here. It's clear.
Maybe it's just my phone line. Okay, well, let's hope that's all it is. Well, anyway, it's great to be with all of our listeners tonight, and we'll start off our news, as we usually do, by talking about the sun, which... Hey, it's really interesting. There is no solar activity going on. I mean, of course, the sun's in the sky, but there's no sunspots. And solar activity has just been really low now for nearly 2 weeks. I mean, there is nothing happening up there, and that's pretty unusual, but that's what's going on there. And we have a lot in the sky with asteroids and comets. I want to talk to you about that tonight. On February 15th, there's an asteroid that's about half the size of a football field. It's going to fly past Earth, and it's closer than any man-made satellites. It's going to really come in real close to our vicinity. And they said that astronomers have said that they've never seen an object so big come so close to our planet. Now, they say that if it did impact, and by the way, of course, they don't think it will, but they said if it did impact, being a 50-meter asteroid, it wouldn't be cataclysmic unless you just happened to be underneath it and got squashed. But they say that that was a similar event that happened in Arizona at the meteor crater in Arizona when it struck about 50,000 years ago. They suspect that that crater in Arizona was created by a asteroid that's the size of the one that's coming along here on the February 15th. Now, this asteroid is named 2012 DA14, and so they are they're looking for it coming in on the 15th February. So keep your eyes out for that one. They say it's going to be very interesting, and probably we'll be able to see it. Also, they say that 2013 is going to be the year of the comet, because there's Comet Pan-STARRS that's going to become visible to the naked eye in March, and that's followed by possibly the great comet ISON, which is going to come by in November. That's supposed to be quite a display in the sky. And now they're adding to that a green comet called Lemon. Comet Lemon, and its green color comes from its gases. It's supposed to be a stupendous sight. Now, it was discovered in March of last year at the Mount Lemmon Observatory in Arizona, but Comet Lemon is on an elliptical orbit that crosses our path about every 11,000 years, and this is its first visit to our solar system in a long time. So now it's brightening as it approaches the sun. And they suggest that it will reach a second or third magnitude in brightness, similar to the stars in the Big Dipper. So that is all coming our way this year. They're just finding new comets all the time. So that's why they're calling it possibly the year of the comet this year. So that's pretty exciting. Lots going on in the sky. And for residents near Alice, Texas, did you all hear that loud, unexplained boom? This occurred on Saturday. There was a loud noise or explosion that was heard by the residents in Alice, Texas, and officials weren't able to pinpoint the source. Now, the police department says that they received a ton of calls that night about the boom, but they couldn't find anything. They didn't know what caused it. And as well, there are more booms happening. Corbin, Kentucky had some strange sounds in the sky that shook houses and rattled dishes off the cupboards, out of cupboards. This occurred last week. Some people thought it was an explosion, some people thought it was an earthquake, a thunder roll, and some people even thought it was a small car crash. They just don't know what it was. They said there were three violent shakes, and like I said, it did some damage into houses with dishes falling off cupboard shelves and things like that. So nobody knows what it is. Officials say they have no explanation. So that's also going on with the booms in the sky. And by the way, they couldn't find that it was an earthquake. There was no seismic activity connected to that sonic boom or that loud boom. We don't know that it was a sonic boom. And for residents of Virginia around Roanoke, they saw a really bright fireball falling in the sky on Sunday. And everybody thought it was a meteor. It was huge, I guess. A lot of people saw it. But officials have come forward and now stated that it was a falling satellite. There's a company called Aerospace Corporation, and it's a research and development center in California that works with the Air Force and NASA. And they say that the timing of the incident, the sightings, and the witness descriptions are consistent with a satellite that fell back into the Earth's atmosphere. So that's what the official version is, although the locals aren't really buying it. They said that it looked like a meteor to them. Had a glowing train, and it was sparking like it was on fire. So we don't know what that was, but people from Roanoke, Virginia area probably can report that they've seen that because a lot of people saw it. Well, there's a really wonderful story out there that I want to share with you because I'm always saying that young people have so much talent and they're bringing so much to the table for our planet right now. There is so much potential in the human species to do good and to figure solutions to problems, and young people just amaze me. And I came across an article about a young guy named Tom Skazgi, he dropped out of Princeton, actually. He never finished school. But he started this innovative company called TerraCycle in Trenton, New Jersey. And what he is doing that's so amazing is that he's recycling cigarette butts. Now, what is so amazing about that I had no idea of, is that they say cigarette butts account for about 30-some percent, maybe 37% of the world's garbage. Is that amazing? And they are starting this program. They started it May of last year. It's now actually becoming widespread in the U.S. and Canada, in fact, all over the world. They're turning cigarette butts into plastic items. They are making ashtrays out of them. They're making all kinds of things, and that's because the filters of cigarette butts are made from a plastic called cellulose acetate. So they are able to melt that down and turn it around, and they can even turn it into pallets to ship, you know, heavy goods. And what is amazing about this guy is that he said that in nature there is no such thing as garbage, and he takes it as his personal mission to recycle anything and everything on this planet that can be recycled. And it's his intention to eliminate garbage from the planet. Isn't that an amazing objective?
Wow.
This is really something. I just think that is terrific. What a great person. And
I love
wonderful,
to hear that.
Isn't that just wonderful? I mean, that just is awesome. It just really makes you think about all the goodness that people are capable of, and there's somebody that's really fulfilling his life's mission. I just love that. And to think that we could actually eliminate garbage, well, you know, I'm sure we could. And he says we can, and he's making it happen. So that's just wonderful. And from WakingTimes.com, there has been an article that's been put out that's sort of concerning about chemtrails, and I wanted to share that with the audience tonight. This was actually forwarded to me from Lavendar, who got it from someone else, but it was in WakingTimes.com. I checked that out. And apparently they're doing some laboratory examination of chemicals that have been dropped from chemtrails. I know that in Northern California, even around Mount Shasta, Redding, Shasta County, they've tested snow and earth up there and have found a lot of aluminum contaminants that aren't common in nature. People are doing testing in various places across the country, and they're finding that there is substances in the dirt and in the water and so forth that can only come from an external source. They're not, you know, part of nature. And they've discovered in sampling some of these. Now, I don't know where they sampled these. I'm not clear about that. This is not involving Northern California. This is regarding the study I'm referring to, and they didn't say where they had taken the samples from. But they are finding in these chemtrails aluminum barium, which is very common to Northern California, and aluminum oxide. They're finding bacilli and molds. They're finding Pseudomonas and various strains of that. Just bacteria, streptococcal bacteria, enteric bacteria, all kinds of infectious agents that are coming out of the sky. And they are finding, too, that after the chemtrails have been spread over entire skies and have fallen, there has been a marked increase in illnesses such as hacking coughs, upper respiratory and intestinal distresses, pneumonia, fatigue, a lot of lethargy, you know, being ho-hum, people being lightheaded, disorientation, headaches, joint symptoms, nosebleeds, depression, anxiety, and other kinds of things going on. And, you know, I've discussed a lot with people that I know, my wide contacts, people are saying about how ill everyone is these days, how much less healthy people across the world are becoming. And this particular article is attributing a lot of that to chemtrails. So what they are recommending, and I had never heard of this before, but they are recommending that when you go outside, you wear a mask and you wear a headscarf when you are aware that there has been spraying in your area. So I'm just passing that along. It is alarming, and you know, we all have so many things on our minds, and there's so much to keep track of. This is something that a lot of people may not be aware of. I know it's sort of been put into the foo-foo department by a lot of people. But boy, when you do some research on this stuff, you know, you just have to say, wow, this merits some consideration as to what's going on and what's coming out of these planes in the sky. In fact, it's actually proven that they are doing geoengineering or modification of weather with toxic particles. So that is actually a fact. The what this article talks about here about the biological agents is new to me. But when you look at it from the big perspective, a lot more people don't seem to be healthy anymore. And, you know, we have many toxins in our environment, and we have many preservatives and unnatural, unhealthy things in our food. And we live in a very stressful world, and on and on and on. So those could all be parts of it. But that's just something to keep in mind, and I wanted to pass that along to you. Now, some of you out there may have heard about a Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, and he's been very well known for his unconventional treatment of cancer therapy. And there has been an ongoing battle. In fact, they say that it's been a 15-year-long battle by the Texas Medical Board against Dr. Brzezinski to take his license and try to end his use of what he has come to call anti-neoplastons. Now, these are the agents that he has invented or designed to treat cancer patients, and purportedly he's done a very good job. They have reported success with this. You can research him on the internet. There's a lot written about him, but they have tried to stop him. The good news is that the case was dismissed in November of last year. Now, this is a bit of old news, but I've been meaning to cover it for some time. And that is really a move ahead for health freedom and kind of taking it out of the corporate big pharma muscle arm approach of the medical community at large to making room for alternative therapy and inventive ways to treat diseases that mainstream medicine is not willing to look at. So the man is now free to go ahead with his therapy. And by the way, that is a gene-targeted approach in this, what he calls, anti-neoplastons. So it's a good news that Dr. Brzezinski has been sort of set free to go ahead and pursue his research. That's really good news.
Well, you know, Anastasia, I have read about him and seen a video, and if I'm not mistaken, his approach has been approved by the FDA if you have explored all conventional treatments.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
They basically, you know, leave you for dead, then you can go. And he's done some amazing work with people who were that bad off.
That's right.
And turn
that's
it around.
Right.
So
that's right.
Yeah.
But the strictures to get to see him are so tight. And interestingly enough, it shows how in our own social order, for instance, the case of gun control is a very similar example, how the feds can make one statement and states take an opposing view. In this case, the state of Texas was against this doctor, where the FDA approved his treatments for certain types of, you know, situations. So there isn't a consistency in our country about how the law interprets things. And in Texas right now, there is a move to ensure that gun rights are protected, while on the federal level, there's a move to do just the opposite. So we're seeing now that, you know, the way our country has been sort of evolving here with the complexity and the great discontent and disagreement about how to handle things, we're now seeing that states' rights or states' decisions don't always apply to the federal decisions and vice versa. And in this case, this doctor, although he'd been approved by the FDA for certain kinds of treatments, was being attacked by the state that he lived in. So natural healers, people that do treatments in alternative therapies, this is good news. It's still a long way to go, because natural healing is still an uphill battle, but it should be available to everybody. And I hope that, well, as we move toward establishing a new world and creating the kind of society that we all want, this is what we're going to make room for, not just the way that we've been living with so many
mm-hmm.
people, you know, being ill and needing help and not getting it.
Right.
And so, anyway, that's all good news. So we'll end on those two positive notes tonight. And I'm wishing all of you to have a beautiful week coming up. And we'll pick this up next week on our Starseed News segment.
Wonderful. Anastasia, thank you so much. And I'm glad that you brought these topics to our attention. So thank you so much, everyone. That was Anastasia with the Starseed News. So next, we are going to introduce Lavendar. You're still with me? Okay, I can see your mic is still open. We would like to introduce the amazing Meg Benedicte. Hello, Meg. You're on the air.
Hi, Ariel and Lavendar. Thank you so much
Hi.
For having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure always.
I'm excited to be here with your group.
As are we, Lavendar. We are not able to hear you, and I have a feeling you're talking. So is your mute button still on, sweetie?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Just waiting for me to shut up.
Oh,
right?
Meg, you just sent me that remarkable picture of this cloud that's outside your window, and it looks like that, you know, we have some, you know, scout ships hiding in clouds tonight as you're on the air.
It just showed up right before I called in, and it's a circular cloud formation right above the house here at Mount Shasta. I've never seen it. It's usually over the mountain. I've never seen it just hover over the house. It's not moving. It's huge. Amazing.
Uh-huh. Well, it's probably part of the show tonight.
Yeah, I think we have some guests.
Oh, Meg, tell us a little bit about what's been happening with you since we talked to you last. I think we talked to you back in the fall, and you were getting ready to do several seminars and some healing sessions, all kinds of things you were involved in. So just kind of bring us up to speed on what's been happening and kind of walk us through some things that you'd like for us to see.
Okay, definitely. It was a bit of a flurry there at the end of the year. We did an 11-11 event and then a 12-12-12 event and then a 12-21 event and a 12-22 event. So what I observed was occurring as we went through those powerful days of energy surges. It was where, as our planet was lining up with the galactic center, especially in Sagittarius there on 12, during December in 12-12 and 12-21, and during that period, it was a window of time there where there was intense stream of light codes coming onto our planet from the galactic core, and they were almost too intense for me at times for my body to handle, as they were just pouring onto the planet into our own bioenergetics, into our own minds, and into our own bodies. And so during that window of 9-10 days, it was very accelerated, very intense, and what I was observing was that it was actually scrambling the scalar wave program that's running around the planet, that is this mind control, it's a virtual mind control program of 3D polarity, of 3D separation. It's what's been locking us in this clockwise gravitational compression, keeping us in 3D time, and I watched these light codes come into that scalar wave program, and it was like it was penetrating, and it was shredding it, and it was tearing it apart, and it was dismantling it, and it was just like the happiest time I could ever imagine, because I've been poking away at that thing for 20 years, and it was finally coming apart. And so I was like high as a kite that week when I saw we finally were going to be liberated from that matrix of separation and 3D time. And then on December 22nd here at Mount Shasta, I now know why I was moved up here, you know, a couple months ago, because my soul works with the crystalline grids and works with the galactic center and the vortex energy. And so we were just deluged on winter solstice with this huge blizzard. It dumped like 5 feet of snow everywhere. And I thought, uh-huh. Oh, my God, so many people couldn't make it up here because all the highways were closed. And so whoever got up here in time, we were able to gather together. We did a meditation on 12-21 that evening, and then we got up the morning of 12-22, which was the first day of our new cycle, the end of the Mayan calendar, which was the day before. It was the first day of our 5D New Earth. And we basically just pretty much told our tour guide, we are going. We weren't taking no for an answer. So they had to go put chains on our vans, and we drove up the mountain as far as we could go in the snow. They hadn't even plowed it. And we were able to form a circle. There's probably about 20 of us. We were able to form a circle of a meditation. And we started working with the masters there at the mountain on the root chakra of Gaia, which is what Mount Shasta is. And it was just incredible. At one point, I looked up with my inner eye and saw a whole circle of archangels around us just holding their hands together and working with us. It was so profound. But the biggest thing that I noticed was we really were able to root on and anchor onto this crystalline grid. I've been working on this grid in the astral plane for 5-6 years, but it finally was really anchoring onto the planetary surface. It was getting into our physical realm finally. And we were rooting onto or anchoring on the 5D New Earth, but I noticed instead of the vortex just spinning up around us out to the cosmos, there was a double inverted vortex. It was also the one going down into the crystalline grid. It was finally where it was safe enough for us to anchor onto the planet and not be in the 3D matrix. So it was just the happiest day of my life, I have to tell you that day.
Wow.
So since then, of course, that's been altering our energy, and a lot's been kind of getting purged up here in January. I know a lot of people, and myself as well, I had to kind of work through emotions that were coming up through my human self, my human psyche, and just having to keep letting go of the past and really opening the heart to this new 5D energies and just this new timeline that we're heading now to build and birth this year. It just really feels like this year is the year to take action and to make it happen, make it come alive and birth it alive. So that's where I've been pointed going forward now into 2013. It's yes, we're still healing and clearing, but it doesn't seem like that's the dominant focus anymore. It feels like now it's really about just starting to learn how to live in the moment, live in the now, and keep our hearts open to the joy and really master the any negativity from the ego that tries to hold us locked in 3D time. It's just it seems like a whole new focus now going forward.
Well, it sure is, and I've felt, you know, energetically exactly what you were talking about, and it's very liberating.
Yeah.
It's very liberating.
I can just, even in sessions, I don't know if you've noticed this in your healing sessions, in your healing work, that I'm just noticing this whole dark web is just starting to unwind off people, and especially coming off the right side where it was really locking us down with that clockwise gravitational compression and onto the right brain and trying to really limit our ability to manifest and protect ourselves with our masculine and to be able to open up our right brain, of course, to intuition and visualization and receptivity. And so I'm feeling that come out. It's coming out of the chakras. It's coming out of the joints. It's just like everyone's just really starting to unravel from it.
Well, is that related to the emergence of the feminine, the emergence of the goddess energies and frequencies? Wouldn't they be coming through the right side and kind of, you know, shaking off the shackles?
Yeah, the quantum vortex is actually in a counterclockwise rotation, which is the feminine rotation. So it's gotten so much stronger since we are, you know, since last June, you know, when we had that Venus transit that so much more power from the feminine to help liberate us from the lockdown on our masculine that was diminishing our capacity to manifest and take action. So, yeah, I'm really seeing how the infusion of the feminine is really helping us heal and regain our empowerment.
Definitely.
It's so important.
My kitties just undid my phone, so it took me a while to get back to you. I'm sorry. Did you see me gone?
No. Meg was speaking eloquently, as she always does.
Meg, tell us a little bit about it. Is there something coming up that people can get involved with you on seminars or websites or anything?
Oh, yes. Okay. So as we're moving towards this new focus, and it's just about working with the heart and living in the joy and working and staying in the now moment and out of time, there's a couple of things that I've been getting guidance. It was so interesting, too. At the end of the year, I don't know if you experienced this, but I had to really just kind of unplug from everything. Like, especially everything, like, in the business. So I had to build a new website and a new membership. Like, we literally had to kind of start from scratch, you know, in the new energies. So we have a new membership that we're launching now, and this will be where we've moved our blog talk show into the membership and also the monthly Vortex meditations. And the work, of course, is going to be more towards getting into your own inner power, connecting to the soul presence, unlocking from the limitations now and really starting to be a force of an influence and have impact out in the world as a starseed. This is where the starseeds really are going to be coming alive here and getting very empowered now. And also, too, as we're moving into the new fifth dimensional realm, we're wired to prosper in how the fifth dimension operates. That's what's natural to us. That's our rhythm, and that's our system. We were struggling to be able to make a living or make financial success in the 3D system, which, of course, is parasitic and completely out of balance. And so this is good news. Everyone, as you start to ascend and adjust and learn, of course, we have to kind of learn how to live in the 5D because it's different. So I'm going to be teaching some classes on 5D living and how to use your energy field as a manifestation field now from the heart center and not from the mind. We have to. The more we can stay out of the mind, because the mind in the left brain locks us into time. It locks us into 3D. So the more that we can, like, just stay in the no mind, stay in the now, and in that heart center of love frequency, that's what's opening up our magnetic field now in a Taurus spin around the heart that we're going to use to manifest and going forward here in the 5D. So I'm going to be teaching some classes on that. We've got the membership now ready for registration for weekly radio shows and Vortex meditations, so that as we move through this ascension process and we break free from the old matrix, we can join together in these ascension groups, because what I found when we do group work, we really get very powerful and join through the brainwave entrainment. We're able to join and form this group mind, and it's actually even more powerful than doing it on our own. It creates such a synergy of energy. So I'm doing monthly group meditations, activations where we can work together on shifting this paradigm on the planet, being able to really birth this new Earth. And coming up in March, I'll be doing again my 12-week training on quantum vortex healing. So for anyone who wants to get really in-depth material and practice and activations on using the technique in your own personal ascension, that's starting on March 21st. It's every Thursday night for 12 weeks, and it's just a lot of material and a lot of information and powerful activation. So that's coming up in March. So just a lot on the plate coming forward. But I can't seem to go too far out into the future, because I just keep feeling my higher self wants to keep pulling me back into the now, so it makes it a little challenging to plan.
After hearing all of that, it makes me think of practice time is over. It's time for all of us to grab a hold of our higher selves, you know, get that energy up our spine, get our courage going, and just get ready to step out there.
It is, and it's I found by doing the processes, I had to just help my human self that gets all nervous and, you know, it's like, well, I don't know how to do any of this. And, you know, and it's just really like, you know what, you don't know how to do any of this. This is the higher self who's doing this. This is the soul that's coming in and doing this. And so you shift from letting the ego, letting the human dominate, and really start to open up and allow the soul to run the life, and let soul to be present inside, and let soul be what's speaking through us and working through us. And that makes it a lot easier to be able to just be in living in our truth, which is what 5D is about. It's unity consciousness. It's like we say and do and think and act all in alignment with our truth. And so it's just a new way of living, but a really healthy way of living. That's what I'm hoping we'll start to see. Healthy connections, healthy communities. It's just, it shifts everything from what it's, you know, what it's been in the past.
Ariel, do we have several people on the switchboard that really want to talk to Meg tonight? I thought we'd open it up a little early if we have people to call in.
Yes, we do have a lot of people, and the switchboard is really, really full tonight. So there's just there was like one more thing. I was waiting for my turn to ask Meg a question. But Meg, I wanted to ask you, and then we will be going to the switchboard for callers with questions for Meg. And as soon as Fiona and Chris get it all organized, we'll be taking some more calls. But Meg, I wanted to ask you if in the course of your work, especially since the new world began, if you are seeing physical either repercussions or manifestations where people are getting like really, really hot and then really, really cold, or having strange sensations in their body. Do you see any patterns of that in your working with people?
Yes, I am having them myself, and then when I start to talk about it, everyone chimes in like, oh, me too, I thought it was just me. Yes, it's a lot of the heat. As our body's burning out the old energies out of the cells, and of course converting to more and more crystalline base in the cells, a lot of heat. And also too, I don't know if you've been having this, but I've had a lot of tingling in my hands and sometimes into my arms, which drives me nuts. It's like as if your hands fell asleep. You know, it's just drives me nuts. And I noticed a lot of people were saying they were having that too. Itching inside the ears, and what else? There's just some weird stuff showing up physically right now that I can't attribute to anything but just the shift in the energy in the body.
Right. Well, when you, like we do, talk to people, I mean, literally all over the world, and you start hearing the same thing from people that don't even know each other, then, you know, from your vantage point and from our vantage point, we see patterns, and I was just hoping that you could, as you have been, expound on some of those things so that people don't think, you know, oh, you know, something is wrong. But, I mean, I've had the itching in my ears to the point where I thought, did I get a bug crawl in there or what? You know, that kind of freaked me out. But now that you said that, it's like, oh, okay.
Drives, I mean, I'm in there with a Q-tip just trying to itch it.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. And also, too, the heat is we're increasing the light current in the body. So you have to think about it. You're turning the electrical current up in your body. Your frequency is getting higher, and that light current is making you warm. And so I have to tell you, after doing sessions, I'm like I'm soaked. My clothes are soaked. I'm just like hot and drenched because it's the current is so strong.
Right.
So the heat, I don't know if the heat's going away. We have to help our body be able to adapt to running light current all the time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hopefully there will be an adjustment process where that slowly ebbs.
Yes.
And we don't have to deal with it. But I know that, you know, Tammy's experienced that too with the heating up, and it's like her hair just gets soaked.
Oh, me too.
You know, yeah.
That's not pretty.
Yeah, well, you know what we do to do the work, you know.
Also, too, I've been getting to take a lot more mineral salts to help with the crystallizing in the body. And so I don't know if you've been getting that guidance, but I'm just loading up on liquid mineral salts and also powder mineral salts. Just anything and everything that I resonate with are good frequencies for me for right now. I need it, a lot of it.
Oh, that's good. I hadn't heard of that or thought about that.
I know we've been doing the Dead Sea Salt baths all the time, but this was now all of a sudden I felt I needed to actually ingest more of the mineral salts to help. I think it's with the crystallizing. I know we take silica, but I do take that as well, but this was even additionally to the silica. I don't know if you had noticed that.
Well, I know. I mean, we do just regular sea salt.
Yeah.
Baths and showers and silica.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that you have had some, you know, some patterns to report so that the people listening will realize that they're not alone and there's nothing like, you know, strange that they've caught. It's just
right.
It's a symptom of the times.
Also,
so,
too, I've been having people who I had this years ago when I started doing the increasing of the frequency, but some people may get heart palpitations, where the physical body's heart is at a different frequency oscillation rate than the light body's heart center, and they need to sync up better. And so we work in the vortex to start to match them up better, where they get more resonant and the heart palpitations will stop.
So if you reinforce your vortex, you know, just by focusing and putting the to reinforce the vortex, it can help align those two things.
Yeah, and so it's like I focus on the physical heart, and I focus on the heart center, the heart chakra, and I hold them together till they start to sync up and match up better and get more resonant. And then that heart fibrillation seems to quiet down a bit. Also, too, a lot of people are getting a lot of it's that lockdown in the right side, so a lot of could be in joints, it could be in the chakras where they're feeling constriction or pain or congestion. And what I find when I go in there with them to help them is it's the web of the matrix is literally plugged into those areas, hanging on for dear life. And so we have to just help ease that web back out. It's almost like octopus arms coming back out.
Yeah. I pictured the cobweb up in the corner of the ceiling, and you put the vacuum hose up there, and it just won't come in. You know, it's like,
exactly.
You have to actually knock it down.
It's hanging on, but it can cause a lot of, like I've had it in my right neck for months. It just comes and goes, and so it's just we're just unwinding this kind of like a vine, unwinding out of the joints and the chakras, and just getting free of wherever there's anything remaining still holding on. That could be a lot of the right side pain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's really, really great to hear because I've experienced a lot of those symptoms and, you know, from thinking I had a bug in my ear to, and, you know, I mean, for a woman, that's pretty unnerving.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Not that I'm glad that anyone else would have to feel that, but it's nice to know that I'm not nuts.
Nope, you're not.
And yeah, okay. Well, Meg, we do have a lot of callers, and I know they're all just dying to talk to you.
Okay.
So you ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
All right, then. First off, we are going to be talking to Jude. Hello, Jude. You are on the air with Meg Benedicte.
Hi. Thank you
Hi,
for
Jude.
Taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's perfect, your topic, because that's what I was going to ask. I have an energy that sits just outside my right neck, mm-hmm. and I feel it come in through the side of my neck and ramble around my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think straight. I can't focus or center. I get headaches all the time. And I just feel like my body is shutting down and locking up. My joints are swelling. And I just feel like I'm in limbo.
Yes, what you're describing is where the matrix is holding the bioenergetic suspended, in a sense, in its own holographic field is really what it is. So the body's held in suspense in that holographic field. And so as we use the counterclockwise spin, pushing that out from the right side outward, and that way then you begin to remove wherever it has locked into the joints and into the brainstem, into the amygdala or into the spine. And it goes into a lot of these areas, into the like tailbone. And so you want to unlock this, so you want to push it out with the vortex spin. And I'm finding it just is starting to unwind out now because we have had so much help from the light codes, from the galactic core. And I think if you find it hangs on a bit, it could also be where the internal ego resistance to going into the new realm. I'm finding that and in myself and in others as well. And so just kind of working with your human self that's not happy about the change that's happening and help it transition with you.
So get into the vortex and push it out and work with my human self.
Yes. That may be resisting. Because actually what I'm finding is that there is part of the ego, part of the human self, that really does want to stay in alone and separation and isolation. And so that's the part of the psyche we have to help ease back into welcoming, back into living in oneness and not be afraid of that. So it's just a bit of, I had to work, in earlier January I had to work with my human on that. So it's just,
Thank you for that, because I was wondering what that energy was. It's almost like I could feel this, my lips purse, and it's like this absolute rebellion resistance energy. And I had no idea what that was about. Now that makes a whole lot of sense.
And it's just, I just had to, my human was mad at me. So I just had to help her through it.
Perfect.
But it worked. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for calling, Jude. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good question.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we are going to be, before I go on to the next caller, anyone that has a question or wants to make a comment or anything to speak with Meg, you need to press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air, and that will give our switchboard hosts, Chris and Fiona, time to talk to you before you come on the air. So just press 1 on your keypad if you have a question. So here we go with our next caller. This is, hang on a second. Hello, Ralph. Welcome.
Hello.
You're on the air with Meg.
Hi. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I always like to hear Meg. She always has some very, very interesting perspectives on things. I just wanted to make a real quick comment about Anastasia's news. Can I do that real quick?
Well, sure, Meg. Is that okay with you? Okay.
Well, I had a question for Meg, too, but I just wanted to say that I didn't want to let the FDA off too easy on that because they've been punishing Dr. Brzezinski for decades. And it just... they're behind the same thing with doing the same thing with Jim Humble and Dr. Huxley and many others who have come up with cures for cancer, and it's just a real sad thing to watch them do this. But they're totally owned by Big Pharma. So I just wanted to make the comment. I didn't want to let them off the hook too easily.
Ralph, thank you, Ralph, and I totally agree with you. So go ahead with your question for Meg.
Oh, thank you very much. Meg, the chemtrails have gone into hyper mode, apparently, in several areas that I've been in South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina. And I thought that they were supposed to discontinue after we had kind of gone through the shift. Do you see that they're going to diminish at all anytime soon or cease?
Well, that's a good question because how I'm experiencing the shift may be different than others. But as I've gotten into this new realm and this real high frequency, I don't experience the chemtrails, and I don't experience a lot of the negativity that people talk about or running into. It's such a high frequency that it really does repel that away. And so my suggestion is to just keep focusing on raising your frequency and getting into the heart center and getting up into these higher realms where all of that lower negative opposition of polarity really does cease to exist. And those who choose to live in that world of battle and polarity, then they're the ones who will play out the chemtrails and that kind of thing and the poisoning. And so it's just I have to be honest, that's just how it's been for me.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of validation as to whether you actually shifted into a higher frequency or dimension, however you want to look at it, is that you stop experiencing, stop seeing things?
Yes. Yes. It just the stuff starts to drop out of your reality.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I have some more work to do. Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, we all do. Thanks, Ralph.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah, I mean, everybody, like you said, Meg, I mean, everybody has work to do,
yeah.
And, you know, just being alive is enough work, and then, you know, everybody's at a different level.
Well, and
so we are going to...
Well, it's so true, because also people say, well, when, how long does this take? And I have to remind them, you know, we're still ascending up level upon level. It will continue until we basically return back to source. So it's not like this is going to just end at some point. We're always going to be evolving. So it's more of a lifestyle.
Right. And it is a process.
Yeah.
And how quickly you go through the process just depends on, you know, if you're trying to run the race carrying two bowling balls or if you decide to just go ahead and drop them and then you can go farther. So It's very subjective as to the individual,
yes.
and how closely you are linked with your higher self,
yes.
and how much how much garbage you've bought,
yes,
you know, from various controlling programs and all that. So yes, I mean, it really has to be different for everyone.
It really
but,
is.
Like Lavendar says, you can come now, you can come later, but you're coming.
Right.
Yeah, right, Lavendar. Oh, okay, so we are going to move on. We have several more callers with questions, and we're going to try to get to everybody here.
Okay.
And the next caller, I hope I'm going to pronounce your name closely. It looks like Arion.
That's it. Yes.
Oh, great. Well, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's my starseed name, so I use that a lot.
Well, good for you.
And I'm also known, I am a starseed. I've had contact with our star friends and filmed their ships, and I do Reiki for people. And I find, too, that I'm breathing more deeper, and I drink a lot more water. And right now, last couple of weeks, in fact, I'm very sensitive to the energies. I can see auras and so on. But my right side, my right hand seems to vibrate every now and then.
Yes, I'm having that. Yes.
And, my whole right side. In fact, when I put it behind my head, the whole body just goes wild.
Yes. It's very interesting because I think as we unlock the matrix, the 3D matrix off the right side, it's like opening up all these circuits now that can pulse with the electrical current. And mm-hmm. especially if you're ascending up into higher frequency, that right side of our body has to really adjust too, running this current now, and it's like my right hand is just numb all the time. It's just trying to adjust and stretch and the capacity to be able to hold the electrical current. But
yeah, another thing that happens is over the years I've had like shocks in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Electrical shock, like.
Now, I think there's interesting, it could be a couple of things. One, it could be where you actually had like an inner shift and you just kind of like jolted or bumped up into mm-hmm. another octave range. I've had that happen where it almost like a sonic boom happened inside you. You just, oof. But also, too, if you're talking about shocks in your own biocircuitry, this is where we also need to do that grounding as much as you can so you're able to run the current without blowing out your circuits. So mm-hmm. it's just, you know, I just get up every morning and I just make sure I'm grounded onto my platform, onto the grids, and then I can run the vortex and be able to run the light without blowing myself out. So that just to keep an eye on that, or get out, like if you can get out and walk in nature and just make sure you're grounded for that charge that's amping up.
I also work with the Native American people and do drumming.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's grounding.
I think that does ground me.
Yeah, so with the tone and the sound waves and all. Yes, that's excellent.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and peace and love to everybody.
Thank you. Love to you,
too. Thank you, Ariane.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that was good information and good recommendation. Mm-hmm. Next, we are going to go to our next caller. Is it Ayla? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Ayla, correct. You're on the air. Okay.
Hi, everybody, and hi, Meg.
Hi, Ayla.
Hi.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
I have a comment and I have a question.
Okay.
I have been using, you know, the many vortex meditations that you've done,
mm-hmm.
Especially since January. I've been using them for a while, but especially since the beginning of January. And my athletic performance has just boomed.
Awesome.
It's incredible. I snowboard, and I really don't like going snowboarding without running the vortex.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
It's
wow.
so
well,
cool.
Balance, too. Yeah,
so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write you an email later, but it's just been such a powerful, powerful way to do a performance, and I'm able to learn so much quicker.
Is it helping you get more in sync with your own, your the higher self and the physical self to get more aligned in sync and one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sensing. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So I was wondering about a financial block. It feels like it's a financial funnel above my head, and when I work with the vortex, it just feels like energy gets stuck there.
Okay.
And if you could help me with that, if that's
well,
clear
what I,
at all.
Sure. What I found with being able to open and receive, this, of course, is part of the right brain, and this has been interfered with by the matrix. So the more that we can unlock and free the right brain, this is what opens up our ability to receive from the universe. And so that would be one area to run the tones, run the light, run the spin, and open up the capacity to be able to visualize and connect to the stream of light that's running down the body and up the body. So it's coming down the crown and into the heart, and it's running up the legs from the grids and into the heart. And it meets at the heart and it starts to swirl in a sphere in the heart, and it cycles all that we need to come in. And then as we receive it in, we then share that out through the heart, out into the world. And so this is in unity consciousness. So what's happening is we're all unlocking from having to try to survive and make a living in 3D. And we're now just like stepping onto a new track on the 5D track. And we're having to now go, oh, I'm in a whole new operating system here. How does this thing work? And so we're having to learn how to open up and use our torus spin, our heart center, as the actual energy exchange mechanism in 5D. And so what I'm sensing is a couple of things. Is one, the more that your heart can really feel connected and in love and in union with the quantum field around you, pulsing around you with the universal energies around you, you no longer have that wall of separation of time between you and the abundance of our universe. It's actually now, it's like pulsing all in the field right around your body. It's right there. And then the other thing, too, I found is the more that I switched over from letting the mind get involved and get away from service to self when we want to manifest, but now getting into service for the highest good, service for the oneness. That's what's most successful in 5D to be able to bring in what you need. So the more that I devoted myself in service to others, service to the community, service to the highest good of all, the more I was able to receive in more financial support. So they're very directly related. How open the heart is, how much love you're running in it, how much you're able to receive and share, and then how you devote yourself in earning an income and service to others, service to the greater good. It's when the ego gets in there and just wants for itself that it starts to shut things down in 5D. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's literally, we have a learning curve right now. We have to learn how to adjust into how the universe feeds us here in the 5D. It's a different flow. But if you are feeling blocked, it's what I'm sensing, it's any consciousness remaining from the 3D matrix that's telling you that you are to be deprived or denied or rejected. Those energies lock us and start to kind of get almost a barrier in our column that we flow the abundance down and in, almost like a wall or a ceiling. It starts to create this hard barrier that then prevents us from receiving it all in. And so what I would do is start to dissolve. So if you just start breathing in down from source, down from your higher self, this you know, stream of light, and you breathe it down and in you, and you just direct it to wherever you feel blocked. If you feel it above your crown, just start to melt it with the light. You start to dissolve it. You start to spin it out, and you do not give it permission to be here in your field anymore, because we're all taking our bodies and minds back and making them ours now. And see, are you feeling it start to shift? And mm-hmm. You begin to departiculate it. You just begin to break it apart, and you just start to spin it off, and you don't allow any outside force to deprive you of your divine inheritance. And you can start to bring in your own mastery. You can start to bring in your own abundance. And it's about how big is your heart, how it's your capacity, because that's how much you can bring in.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's just more about, it's just a whole different focus. So anytime we get back up into the mind, especially the left brain and the ego, that's going to pull us back in 3D time. So that's when we have to catch it and just drop back down into our hearts and breathe in and pull the flow back into our bodies and into our hearts. And I use my containment very, very specifically. So I pull everything that is near and dear to me, that is of worth to me. So I pull in my business inside here in my heart. I pull my home in here. I pull my loved ones in here. I hold what is important to me, what I value, and I keep it contained in this flow of love coming down and in. And it flourishes, and it is able to actually grow. And it's contained from the outside world and all that opposition that's going on out there. Yeah, you shift it in. Pull it all the way inside you, into your heart, into your core center. And I just had to do that this week on starting in the new year. I unplugged, and now I'm starting it all new, and I had to pull it all in again and update it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah.
So as we become now the masters of our own flow, the masters of our own abundance now, we become the co-creators of what's happening in our lives.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. So play with that. See how that starts to shift in you.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Meg, you I just love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, Ayla.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we have our next caller, and I believe it's Layla. You have a question for Meg. You're on the air.
Hi, Ariel. Yes, it's Layla. Hi, Meg.
Okay. Hey there.
Hi,
Layla. How are you? I met you in Shasta this summer.
Oh, yes, yes. How are you?
I'm very good. My question is more of a mechanical one, so I hope it doesn't sound too in my head and left brain.
Okay.
I was just trying to visualize when you were talking about the vortex and spinning counterclockwise, but moving it out the right side. I can't see it. I was wondering if you'd just take a moment to walk through the steps of that.
Okay.
And describe that process a little bit for me.
Okay. So if you can first just become aware of anywhere that there may be some compression or locking onto anything in the right side, any joints or chakras, and then as you start to spin the vortex up and around you, so let's just do it for a minute. We'll do it with the whole group.
Okay.
So
love it.
You get your feet onto the grounding platform, so we have magnets on the bottom of our feet, and we lock that onto the base of our aura, the grounding platform, and we start to breathe into it, and we get it locked onto the crystalline grids, and I'm at Mount Shasta, so I can ground everyone here onto the root chakra here of Gaia. There we go. And then we begin to activate the template of Metatron's cube and the grounding platform, and that's the circle with the 12 points around the central 13th one. So if we just put our feet onto the central 13th circle, and we begin to raise up those 12 points as pillars of light up and around the body, and they operate like tuning forks, so they just start to tone us with the sacred sounds of our universe, the Om tones right into our core pillar, and right at our feet, there it goes, starts to open up the spin. And it spins around, starts at the feet, and it spins around right to left. So it's starting to open up and expand. A counterclockwise vortex expands outwards like a V, and a clockwise spins inwards. It compresses. So the counterclockwise starts to open up around our aura. And it's as if you're standing on a clock and you're looking down at your feet. It's going anti-clockwise or backwards. It's going spinning around right to left.
Got it. I can see it.
Yep. And there we go. It starts to open up and accelerate and spin up faster. As we get it going, it's opening around your entire unified field. So that includes past, present, and future inside. And then this is how we can work with past lives all at once. Okay, good. There it goes.
Wow.
So now, as that's running, you're now going to focus on using its momentum because it's pushing around from right to left. And you can use it to push off the right side of your body, anything that's like a cage trying to hang on there, any kind of web that's hooking in. So we're wanting to push out any hooks, any cages, any kind of constriction. There you go. We just push it off the right side. We want to push off any consciousness that's trying to diminish our masculine power to manifest or create or protect ourselves. Good. Out. So you use your breath, you use your mind's intent, you visualize what you're doing, you're pushing it off, and we're going to the right brain. We want to push out any interference in our right brain, which, of course, is our creative side of our brain, and we want to push that out of the brain stem at the right amygdala. Well, there we go, at the top of the neck, back of the neck chakra, the throat chakra. Yeah, see, stuff gets in there. Oh, out. And, of course, as we're cleaning this out, we're filling it in with our beautiful soul light, the golden light stream that we breathe inwards, filling in to our bodies, into our hearts, and into our chakras, and then into these areas we're clearing. So we
Does this golden light have a spin to it, or is it just fills up?
I feel it stream down like a river.
Okay.
Yeah, it just flows right down smoothly and in. They call it the divine flow. Yeah, there you go. And I breathe that in all the time throughout the day. I'm just filling with the divine flow, the golden light of my soul, of source, of Mother, Father. You're just breathing that nourishment down and in you. And our heart holds it. It contains it. It literally is like a container. It fills because it goes into that torus spin there in the heart field. But then you can direct it anywhere. We could direct, let's do this, let's direct it into the right brain, into the neural network that's opening up in our right brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's been dormant. Let's get that opened up more, running, powering up for us. Whew. And the other thing, too, that I've been guided to do is use this vortex as a little whirlpool in the water that the pineal is floating in between the left and right hemisphere of the brain.
We're just going to get a nice little gentle whirlpool spinning around the pineal, counterclockwise. There it goes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, pull the light in there. There's microcluster crystals there on the pineal. Just start to fill in with light. Good, there you go. And it creates a magnetic field in the pineal that helps open up our master cell. It opens up our pineal antenna up to the higher dimensions, to our higher self. So these are all advanced activations in these higher chakras. Once we get the heart really fully open and flowing, we can start to go into fifth dimension at the throat, sixth dimension at the third eye, seventh dimension at the crown. You just start opening up these higher levels more and more. Whew. So anything that people feel constricting them, just focus this momentum, and spin it out where you're feeling it's congested in the body. And that should start to help break loose. We want to just, it's all crumbling. This year, it's really crumbling. So we're just breaking loose of where it's still attached. And I usually found sometimes it attaches, like I've got the one on the neck, it comes and goes. And it's just wherever my human self still is fighting me, is resisting going into my new timeline and into the new life.
Yeah, I can see that. I can understand it.
Yeah. So we just be, you know, in compassion with the human and just help it let go of the past, and then that will let go in the congestion in the hip and the wherever it is on the body. It's body tension definitely will tell us we've got some ego resistance.
Well, that's great. That's great, Meg. It's so powerful. I'm listening along and doing this visualization with you. It's very powerful.
It's very effective, very fast, and we can apply it anywhere and everywhere to just help liberate us and keep ascending, keep getting higher and higher frequency.
Thank you, Meg. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, Leela.
Okay, love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Leela. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ariel.
Okay, let's see. We have a few more callers, and next we are going to get the microphone open first. Okay, Pat, you are on the air with Meg.
Hi, Meg.
Hi, Pat.
This is Pat. Remember me in Sedona?
Oh, my goodness. All
my
faces are showing up.
I'm in New Jersey.
You're
in New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey, retired.
Oh, wonderful.
And I've been experiencing this wonderful energy you talk about. And it's like a brilliant sun coming out of my heart.
Yes, that's a great description. Yes.
And I'm being guided to breathe through my heart, and this sun is coming from the back forward.
It's
like I love to ground to the earth because I love to hold the grid for Mother Earth.
That's right.
But it seems now the sun is something that I need to connect to. Is this what you're experiencing,
well,
or is this something coming in now?
I think it's definitely part of this expanding to merging back with our universe, because I have definitely seen the sun rotating like a sphere in the heart, and it's just feeding us.
That's it.
And it's also feeding back out, right, into the collective and Gaia, and it's so beautiful. But I've also been seeing, even as you really get merging in and expanding, you can just start to bring the spiraling galaxy inside here, and we have all that is just flowing inside. And that way then
okay.
We're no longer separate from anything anymore.
Yes, I feel wonderful, actually.
I know.
This past week has been profound.
That's so beautiful, Pat. I'm so happy for you. This is great. Great, great
news. And it's so great with you.
And just keep sharing it. That's part of your gift here now. And that's what I was also seeing was the shift for the starseeds is, you know, before we went through the winter solstice in 2012, we all came in here with a purpose to carry the light for the planet and carry the light for humanity. And that was a big load we were carrying. And it started to feel like we were just carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. It was just too much. And
that's true. I had to work that off. It's no longer needed.
No, and that's what I felt was part of what happened at the shift, is now we were able to let go of that burden, let go of that obligation because it had worked and it was successful, and we had the shift. And so now what I'm sensing for the starseeds is we're just kind of we're letting go of the old roles, old burdens.
Mm-hmm.
We're not having to carry the light anymore. We just get to be, like you described, that sun in the heart. We just get to be the light now. And so
oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this verification.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
So good.
I wish I could be in Mount Shasta once in a while, but
I know everybody has to come visit me. We have the WESAC coming on Memorial Weekend. Please come. I'll be at it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Meg. Thanks so much for everything you do.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thanks for calling in.
God bless.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye
bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, if we have one more caller with a question, so if anyone else has a question, you call in 917-889-8292 and press 1 on your keypad, and you will get your turn with Meg. And next we are going to go to Janet. Hello, Janet. You're on the air with Meg.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
Meg, I'm doing lots of work on the ascension, and I agree with you what you were just describing, that I feel like a bit of a weight off.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been working on is some physical healing. Did some Reiki, used alternative medicine, had it turned to some Western medicine. It's more intestinal. It's been with me all my life. And I feel like I'm healing years of or lifetimes,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not going as quickly as I'd like, or I kind of was thinking I'd get over a hump or something, and it's still there, and wondered what I could be doing.
What is the condition?
It's my gut.
Oh, okay.
Intestinal,
okay. And it, are you also feeling any kind of, like, fungus or candida?
You know, I have often thought that could be it.
Okay. Because what I'm sensing is that it's anything remaining from living in the parasitic program of the 3D matrix, because I know I had candida. I think almost just about everyone has some level of it because we were living in a parasitic consciousness. So as we're breaking free of it, it also gives our body a chance then to let go of that consciousness. And so that would be one of the first things I would suggest is looking for anywhere you pick up any thought forms or feelings or sensing anything around others taking from you or you needing to still be dependent on taking on others. That's the parasitic consciousness that we have to get free from. And as we bring this source into us, we bring this light stream into us 24/7, we no longer actually need to go outside ourselves for anything. We actually start to become self-sustaining. And everything that we need is inside us. And that's how we get free from these kind of lingering conditions from the 3D matrix. So that would be my first suggestion, is looking and watching for anything about like that. Or if you came into a family that had a lot of codependency or vampiring of energy, and I know I did, and I had to get free of that as well. The gut is also about feeling nourished. And so see if there's anything in the human psyche that is not feeling fed or loved or nourished in its life, and ask it what it needs. Because, again, this is the year to take action, where we actually start to take care of the human spirit so it can also ascend and rise. And so anywhere that resistance is, I know for myself, mine feels that I'm not giving it enough attention and I'm not nourishing it enough, and so I'm having to incorporate things and treatments, or even just quiet time or listening to music or fit my human's favorite foods, or it's just learning to nourish so that the gut is starting to feel satiated and fed and just happy. It's about getting into that joy. And, of course, the gut is so key to our health. And so it's I think it's more about releasing old patterns of consciousness. That's what it feels like is swirling around in there. It's not so much about, I tend to feel that this whole thing about taking flu shots and that we can catch bacteria or virus from other people is still part of the parasitic consciousness. And once you get free from that, you become immune, you become contained. Nothing outside us can harm us. Nothing outside us can violate us or invade our energies. And so it's just getting very secured as well in your shielding, containing your own ball of light. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. When you said nourish, I got all warm and emotional. So
yeah.
That is the truth.
Talk to your human. See what she needs. See what she needs to be nourished. Because I know I just was very malnourished from being separated from the light and from source and from my soul. And I've had to do a lot of healing on that, actually.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Meg. I'm a big fan of yours, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in. And, you know, the question crossed my mind, Meg, is that how does the shift, because we've been focused on humans, how does the shift or does the shift affect animals?
You know, I don't get a lot of input on animals, I'm going to be honest with you. For whatever reason, my soul doesn't seem to be tuned into the animals. And so I give that to animal psychics. I refer people to working with animal psychics. I think as they are in this collective field, though, they are receiving the light codes, and they are receiving this influx of frequency. And I think, if anything, it's just helping them not be dense and not be in the weight and being more in the lightness as well. But I honestly don't know on a more grander level what's happening with the animals. Like, I would have to start asking some people on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of seems to me because they are unaware and possibly immune to a lot of things that, you know, between, programming and all the external things that we are, it seems to me like that they've probably been already much more aligned with because they come from the heart.
A good question for those who have pets, are the pets detoxing? If they've been in, you know, the electromagnetic field that's been so polluted and things like this, I'm wondering if people's pets are showing symptoms of detoxing.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good study as far as, you know, getting input from people to find out. I know my pets are thriving.
Oh, okay.
And
what I noticed since moving up to Mount Shasta, because I moved from Los Angeles, so there's, you know, it's a concrete town. Not a lot of nature there. I mean, I lived at the beach as much as I could just to be as close to the nature as I could, but there was not a lot of nature. And then I move up here to Mount Shasta, which is just like a shock to my system. But what I'm noticing is because of where my home is it's in this area where the animals roam freely. And so what I'm noticing is the animals are actually starting to communicate. They're showing up around me. I get like a whole family of deer that are showing up next to my house, and they're starting to be present and communicate in ways of that high frequency, of that love frequency, and it's so profound, it's so beautiful that that's very new for me. I had not had that before living in Los Angeles, so it's really a blessing.
Oh, and they really have so many valuable things to teach us,
mm-hmm.
and different animals. But we do have more callers with questions, so I will be moving on.
Okay.
And next, we are going to.
There.
Oh, hello. Who's talking? hang on a second. I forgot to mute a microphone. My fault. We are going to be talking to Mary next. As soon as this button starts to stop spinning. Okay, Mary, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
thanks.
Hi.
I have a question for. Meg, I actually do some healing myself, and I've been working on clearing my face. It's just having constant breakout issues. I think that I thought it was associated with hormones, but I've tried multiple treatments and nothing really seems to be improving it, and I feel like I think it's probably related in some ways to, you know, irritation. Some
yeah.
people have said mask coming out. But I just am having a hard time with it.
It's definitely common to have skin rashes when we're detoxing. I have them come and go at times when I'm actually purging out energies. And so I am feeling that there is some detoxing that's happening out of the skin, out of the pores.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting is to let's just, you know, start to use the light, the Christ light, the white light, to wash through the body. I use this regularly to help the elimination organs to really detox in the skin. You know, detox with more ease, so it doesn't have
mm-hmm.
to be so uncomfortable. And so one of the things you can do is just visualize streaming the white light, Christ light, come down through the crown. It's in the stream again, and wash through your skin, especially on your face. Like wash off, like you're saying, any false consciousness, any masks, any false identities, any false layers, or even anywhere that you may have been hiding your truth from others in the past. So it's just starting to wash that out, where
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to try to push it up and out through the skin. It
uh-huh.
can actually wash down and out through the elimination organs, through the kidneys and liver, and just wash out so you're not, or even sweat it out, so
mm-hmm.
you're not actually having to get irritation. Then I also use the Syrian light, which is this indigo blue light, and I stream it down. And so let me just bring this into the whole group so you can feel it. What's so interesting about the Syrian light is it's very cooling, so you can bring it into irritation, inflammation, anywhere it's red or hot in the body. And so what I do is I use my pineal antenna. I lock up to Sirius because I have actually an aspect of my oversoul that's on the council there. So I connect up and I start to stream the indigo blue light back down from Sirius and then down and into our crown, and then start to flow it into the body and really concentrate it where you have inflammation, you have irritation, where it's red or hot. And it's like menthol. It's very cooling. Just wash it through. And it also demagnetizes all pathogens. And so this is where we can use it to bring the body back into health and balance and really neutralize those if there's excessive negative ions. Yeah, there it goes. Starts to shift. And I'm actually feeling a release off you, Mary. Just spin this off. Okay. Ooh. Spin it back to the light out. You do. You have some false consciousness coming off you, and it could be from past lives even, where
mm-hmm.
you and it may have been where you had to hide. You had to put on a public mask to stay alive, but you don't need to do that in the 5D. So it's just
right.
letting go of all of that old stuff we used to have to do to stay safe and protected, because now we're just going to be using our own soul light to reverberate out into the world. We'll be safe. And we'll be contained. Yeah.
Yeah,
there we go. You've got more stuff releasing off you. I feel it just kind of peeling off the face.
Mm-hmm.
Layer. So it's allowing it go. You don't need it anymore. And blessing it, thanking it, but allowing it to go. So your own truth can now shine out through your whole being.
Yes. That's a strong theme in my life currently as well.
Good. Yes, we want our bodies to mirror our true essence, our soul essence, out into the world now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I feel that charging up in you better.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, again, being with yourself in that healing space as you're doing, and just listening in, and anywhere you feel that there's any fear of being exposed in the world, and just helping that part of the human come inside into your core pillar, where it's safe, where it's full of loving light and soul presence, and then you don't have to worry about being you.
Yes. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome. You're welcome. Feel better soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Will? Can you take a few more calls?
Okay.
All right. Next, we are going to be talking to Yvonne. Hello, you're on the air, Yvonne.
Hi. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Yvonne.
I've come to enjoy your meditations, your, you know, monthly meditations, and
thank you.
It's so nice to, you know, travel home with a group like that, and but you've been mentioning, I've been following like along with all these patterns that you've been picking up, and the only thing that hasn't resonated, it's like it's always, I've always kind of followed along, except since the shift on the 21st, I haven't felt a whole lot of right side, but I still feel the left side.
That's where it's coming in. All right, well, let's pick on that.
If it's collective or, because I don't see it in my life.
Okay. Is it in the joints or is it just kind of coming up in the out of the tissues? Where, how is it showing up on the left side?
It's kind of like a pattern that I've known I've had all my life. And, through, you know, since like the past 15 years, it's really, I'm like, oh, okay, this is like a matrix. And it's like the foot, hip, you know, shoulder, neck, jaw, like
so
you've described yourself.
Well, what it is what I've been finding in a lot of starseed women who came in to with the blueprint to break free the divine feminine, to bring the goddess alive again, bring the priestess alive. And so this is what, I've just been calling it the curse of Eve. And this is, so it's very old, and it's carried on the right, left side, and it is like a, it's just like a almost like a metal cage. I can just feel it locked on there. And it's, so the consciousness of the curse of Eve is to be very diminished in power. And so this is where there's blame, there's shame, there's accusations, there's the compression and the suppression of the feminine power and the degradation of the feminine. It's all in this matrix energy. And so we've come in with the divine light into that matrix to, of course, transform it and collapse it and birth alive the true feminine, the divine feminine, for all beings. And so, okay, as you acknowledge your work in it, since you've been in it all your life, and I'm sure probably past lives as well, do you acknowledge that you're here to liberate all beings, not just women, but all beings, so that all of our divine feminine can be fully actualized inside us, and so that we're going all the way back to the lineage, the blood codes back to Eve, and where that was the first oppression that began. Okay, there you go. You're just starting to extricate yourself out of it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's been replicated in Magdalene and Joan of Arc, and it just continues through the line. And we're here to put an end to it, and we're here to close down that lineage. All right, there it goes, starting to unwind off the neck. So for anyone who resonates with this, who feels that they've come in with this work, this is soul work, soul purpose, it's letting this go. It's like a clamp around the foot tries to keep us locked into a very diminished capacity. So we're just pulling this thing out of the left side of the body, and also pulling the shame, the guilt, the blame, the accusations out of our hearts, out of our minds. For that's not our truth. It's not our true essence. It's all contrived, and it is a lie. And, yeah, you deny it. You reject it. You do not own it. You don't allow it to be present in you. There you go. And we command it out, and we just start to send it back to source. We need to have this completely removed from our planet. Mm-hmm. And as you unwind out of it, you're opening up the left to bring in your beautiful goddess down from your I am inside you to come and sit into the body and merge with you in your purest form. Yes, in your divine feminine. It's pure creation. This is why the controllers have tried to lock us from it. It's pure creation. Yeah, there you go. Ooh. So it's really putting an end to that history and putting an end to that curse and putting an end to that lineage and not keeping it alive inside us, not giving our power to it, will bring it down all around the planet.
Mm-hmm. Is it, what confused me about this is that I don't feel like that's what I've expressed in my life. I mean, yes, the past 15 years, because I've been in isolation, clearing all this stuff. Yeah. So, you know, but before that, you know, I even had a mother who was very strong, even for her generation, which was one, you know, before my own generation, mm-hmm. parent. So it's just odd, you know, because,
well,
you know, I just very strong women.
Well, I think you're also dealing with past lives where you came into the diminished capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole very, it's not the lineage through perhaps your birth mother. It's
right.
A soul, it's a soul lineage that you've dropped into multiple times on the planet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, because I was just like, everybody's talking about the right side, and I have very little, you know, like I can feel it in my throat, but it's just mostly been this left, and boy, when it comes up, it just debilitates me,
yeah.
you know.
And that's
yeah.
what, that's how it's programmed. It is to debilitate the feminine
yeah.
power. Yeah, that's what it's trying to do. It's trying to suppress it. So the
yeah.
more that you fire up and deny it and not give it permission to be in your system anymore and not give it your light, your power, it
mm-hmm.
It starts to crumble.
So, of course, doing that through the vortex and meditation and anything in the physical life that can be done, have you had any, used anything on other levels to clear it?
I had to work on really embracing my divine feminine and celebrating her and allowing her to be alive in me. I was in a corporate career for 25 years, so I was really actually very masculine and dominant, so I had to really soften and allow that gentleness to come in and be alive in me. And I used rose oil. I have a lot of moonstone and rose quartz, and so I just started to work with the vibration of it and immerse myself in it. And it also I worked with a lot of, like, women healers and groups and women's groups and these kinds of things, just celebrating the divine feminine. Any way you can, of course, getting into Mother Nature, celebrating the divine feminine there.
Yeah, I do that hours every day. Yeah, hours, because I have nothing else going on.
Oh, boy, I wish I could say that.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think a balance would be nice. Okay,
well call it in.
To the moon. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Feel better.
Yeah, everything you've done.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Yvonne, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we have two more callers, and that's probably all the time we're going to have time for. We have coming up Suni and Cecil, so hang on, you two. And we're going to talk to Suni first as soon as I get the microphone open. Okay, you're on the air, Suni.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Suni.
I've been following you a lot. Thank you so much for being there.
Oh, my pleasure.
I have a question about a yearning to go home. And I'm not sure it's the new earth. And I've had a connection. I'm very sensitive since young age. I'm in my 60s now, and a lot of joy is coming in, and I'm finally being able to do a service to earth. As far as bringing beauty and harmony and equality. But I see these round rainbows all the time in the sky around San Francisco.
Beautiful.
And they're now coming in on doves that land in my backyard. And it's almost a calling, like, come on home. You have the choice to come home now. And what does that mean? Is that another galaxy? I've never felt like I belong on this planet anyway. So.
Well, definitely if you are a starseed, you aren't originally a human soul. You're not originally from Earth. And so most of us do originate from other star systems that we would consider home. That would be when we were birthed from Source, our original spark of creation, it wasn't on Earth. And so you may have a lot of ancient lineage in your cellular memory that goes beyond Earth, that is calling to you, that is awakening you, that is vibrating in you and resonating in you. I have a lifetime that I was on Sirius, and so I have this very alive in me, and it feels like home, but it's not even really my origin. It's just one of my stops on the way. And so I think as we keep expanding outwards, we're integrating all these different aspects of ourselves from all these different times and different solar systems, our different star systems. So what the gift that you're receiving with the rainbows is profound, and I would just, instead of feeling like it's trying to take you away from your life, see if you can embrace it in and pull it inside you to be alive in you here.
So we are meant to be on the new earth. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. We're meant to.
Because I have seen it. I have time traveled, and I've seen it. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, it is. It is. I get chills. Yes, we're here to anchor it in and bring it to life for the human souls who are here. This is their home. Oh. We're helping bring it alive for them. I think, though, at some point, our work will be done, and then we'll travel back to source, you know, back to
okay.
the light. So it's just, of course.
I was confused. I was just getting pulled from back and forth with that. Should I be here? Should I be there?
Well, see if you can try to allow it to come into your heart and see if that push-pull diminishes a bit. See if you can integrate it more in you as just a like we're multifaceted diamonds. So just each facet is one of these lifetimes we've had or one of these star systems we've been in. See if you can just integrate that in. That makes you even more expanded and really start to be whole again inside.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know, the right hip, all that right side, and the hot and cold sweats, this is great. Thank you. You've answered everything.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, just you're receiving some beautiful gifts, so just keep embracing them in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweetie.
All right, bye. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And I think this might be our last call for the evening, and we're going to be talking to Cecil. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, hello, this is Cecil from Texas.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi. I have a, first of all, I just appreciate Meg and Lavendar both and all of you, but I do have a question for Meg tonight.
Yes.
In doing some readings, I was, so to speak, directed to be doing some spinning exercises that are supposed to be beneficial for me, but they mentioned doing them in a clockwise manner.
Mm.
And then doing all your quantum vortex spinning and so forth, all of this work is done in the counterclockwise. My question is, number one, is this really beneficial to me? And number two, if I were going to be doing it, would it be beneficial in clockwise, or should I be doing it counterclockwise?
I know, it can get so confusing because there are a lot of teachings out there that still are talking about clockwise. To me, it just shows me that they're still in 3D because that's where clockwise exists. So I guess the first thing I would do is you could try it, Cecil, but I'm going to guess it probably won't feel so great because what it's going to do is it's going to compress you into density. And what we're trying to do is...
What wouldn't feel so great?
If you actually did try to spin clockwise.
Actually, I can do it clockwise, and I have more trouble doing it counterclockwise.
Oh,
am I wired backwards?
Yeah. It's very masculine energy to go clockwise, so that's kind of funny. What I found in teaching people to try to reverse it into the counterclockwise, they have the matrix running in their body that's actually will battle with it and try to pull it back into clockwise spin. And so I've had to help them actually pull the matrix out where it was forcing the clockwise spin because it really is compressing us into density and 3D time. And so the more that you can open up and expand outwards to the universe and merge back into union with the universe, the only way we can do that is counterclockwise, Cecil, I'm afraid. The only direction it goes.
I've got one other quick. Okay, that's what I'll try. I got one other quick question.
Okay.
The Skylar wave you were talking about, is this the wave that the Russians developed for the astronauts and all this kind of stuff?
Well, it's a very good question, and I don't have the liberty of where it actually originated. I'm going to be honest with you. I can trace it all the way back to Atlantis. So this is
okay.
It's been running.
But the validity of it right now is not good, right? In other words, we shouldn't be using it.
Well, okay, that's a good question too. Scalar wave is a standing wave, pulse, and singularity. And when we use it in the vortex, then it's running our own consciousness, and so it's safe. But if we actually allow external scalar wave or standing wave programming to come into our system, and we don't know who is coding it or what's coded in it, then we could get in some trouble. And that's what's happening around the collective field, around the planet. What I actually was starting to pick up in the last couple of years is that this planetary scalar wave or standing wave program that's been running in our ethers is also being propagated through all the satellites, especially the military satellites and the relay stations. And so this is how it's running back and forth and up and down and all around the collective field. And it's so easy to just stream it right into the collective, and it gets into our minds. It gets in through brainwave entrainment into our minds. And it can be through radio frequency wave. It could be through the media. I mean, there's just a gazillion ways that it's running. And so the more that we, again, run our own standing wave of singularity inside us with our own divine consciousness, then we're actually immune. Our radio station's now been unlocked from that collective garbage that's running. The other thing, too, that I'm actually glad you brought this up, Cecil, because one of the things that happened after 12:21, it was probably about a week or so later, I woke up in the middle of the night with a start, and I just sat up and I saw through my inner mind that there were all these controllers, and they were staring at me through like what we would consider like a viewing window, like at the Cape Canaveral, you know, where they're launching the satellites. And they were, and I, of course, I immediately started shielding myself, going, "Holy cow!" And then I realized, "Oh, they can't actually see me anymore, and they can't find me anymore." And so what I began to realize, as I heard the master say, is that they have lost control of the scalar wave on the planet, and they can't run it anymore, and they can't control it anymore. And this is how I've been shown that it really is breaking down. It really is coming apart. And I said, well, then what's happening with the standing wave right now? And they say it's basically on autopilot. And so all we have to do is just keep doing our meditations and our group meditations and just streaming in love frequency and unity consciousness into the collective, and we will begin to then be the more dominant program running on the planet very soon. So I found it very positive.
Good. Well, I just really, really appreciate you, and I'm going to continue my meditations and the quantum vortex exercises every day.
Awesome. I'm proud of you, Cecil.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, we actually do have a few minutes left, so we could take one more caller if someone has a question. Just press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air. And, that was really interesting. I get so many visual images when you're talking, and it's so simple. It's so easy to see the way you describe it, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, you take all the pieces and put them together so well.
Oh, thank you.
And
it kind of come to me in pieces.
the master puzzlers are at work assembling this, but it's a molting, a coming out of a cocoon, dropping.
Yeah.
All of those energies, and when it's kind of like a dog whistle,
mm-hmm.
You know, if we get our frequency up to a point, then they can't hear us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there was the visual of that, you get up to a point where they can't see us anymore. So I was like looking at that, and it's like, that's right, because the more your frequency raises, even James Gilliland from the East SETI Ranch, when he was on the show, talked about actually seeing people just kind of phase out,
mm-hmm.
just like on TV when they get lighter and lighter and lighter and then they're not there anymore.
That's right.
And the truth is that they are still there, but they just elevated their frequency beyond the light spectrum of human eyes have to see.
Exactly. And I feel that's what we're doing, actively doing this. And I found as I can hold more and more light and higher frequency, that people don't see me, and I'm walking on you know, out on the sidewalk or something, it'll bang right into me. They don't even see me. And it's really fascinating to see how the two worlds are really starting to kind of come apart, right, where we're just not seeing each other anymore. Very interesting. I have to tell you, too, our light ship is still right above us. It has not moved.
Wow. Well, that's confirmation right there, because if it wasn't anything else, it would have moved on by now.
All the clouds moved past it, and it's just sitting there hovering right above my house.
Wow.
So we have
that's got to give you a great feeling. And
astounding.
Uh-huh. So we talk a lot about raising your frequency,
mm-hmm.
and I have had younger starseeds ask me, well, how do you do that?
Well, I do it through, what is raising frequency? It's actually increasing the oscillation spin of our molecules in our body. So here we go again. I'm just going to be a repeating record.
I'm putting it in different terms, but just trying to be really clear for people who are maybe just now awakening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's how fast you're spinning the molecules in your body. And so the vortex helps us spin it faster. Like, we get help. And also light, breathing light in, light is of the highest frequency. The more that you ingest light, you also then start to increase the frequency in your body. So that using those two will really jumpstart you. And, of course, then looking for everything in your life that's dropping your vibration and get rid of it. So this could be any vibration in your food that's lowering you, or any people around you that are lowering you, or any activities that's lowering you. I had to start doing house cleaning and getting rid of that stuff so that I just really was living in integrity with my own frequency and not allowing everything else around to drag me back down.
That's perfectly said, and that's just, might be so obvious to a lot of people, but there are some people that are really, like I said, they're just awakening and they have questions like that.
Yeah.
But, what really works well for me, obviously I give the vortex another spin, it's like the plates on sticks where the acrobats have to keep those plates spinning before they follow. So I'll go in and give it another, push, spin it around from time to time. But
I did too.
Sometimes when, just your regular, we're still living with other people who are still operating on an old paradigm, so to speak, and you go out in traffic and you have to deal with the lower energies and all that. Sometimes, and I come home and I'm just feeling kind of funky, like, geez, wow, I'm glad I'm back home. And and I just focus on something, anything that fills me with gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is kind of a good springboard. You get to that place of gratitude and it's like, okay, now I can go ahead and spin that vortex. Because sometimes you need a little leg up when you get cooties on you.
Well, it's so true, and I just have to start breathing. I just have to slow everything down and deep breathe and get that light in, and that just starts to help lift me up and spin off whatever I was picking up around me. And while I was developing the healing practice, I was going into a corporate job, and I worked the two things simultaneously for years, and the corporate job was in the military, and it was really low vibration, and I was a project manager in the satellite industry. And it helped me see how they were actually using the satellites for radio frequency waves and scalar waves. It's actually they put me right where I needed to be to watch what was going on the planet.
Wow.
But it was very difficult to go in it, and so it was also my training grounds. And so I had to learn how to get really strong and containing my aura and containing my light inside and my energy inside and having strong boundaries so that when I would go in, I was in my dome of light or orb of light, and I was immune to all the energies around me. Of course, this took a lot of practice, but it finally got to a place where I could just kind of slide in, do what I need to do, slide out, and not feel it.
but that was a lot of practice. But I can see why the benefits of what was happening to me to go in there. So that you're actually taking the 5D energies inside you, in your aura, inside your orb of light, everywhere you go, and you're just ignoring what's going on out there in the battle.
Oh, it's a good shield, and you have to remember that it will happen, and you have to just keep at it and know that it does work. You just need to practice. And we actually have one more caller that's just come on the switchboard, and I think we can just have enough time if we can keep the question kind of brief. Cindy, you are on the air.
Yes, hello, Meg.
Hi, Cindy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I have a quick question.
Okay.
I have degenerative disc disease in my sacral area.
Okay.
It's been getting worse, disturbing me in my sleep. I'm not doing anything that I know of to cause it to become worse. And I have a feeling that it may be karmic in nature. And if that is the case, what should I do to heal it?
Well, it feels like it's at the back. It's at the back of the sacrum.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's a very vulnerable place for the matrix to hook into us because it's trying to feed on our kundalini sexual energy.
Exactly.
Yep. And so, this is actually very common. I find it, I had it myself, I find it in everybody to a certain degree. So what I would do is start to use your own light, use your breath, use your spin, and we just start to push out anywhere there's anything remaining of interference from the matrix in your sacrum. And because that should be a private sanctuary for your kundalini to grow like a sun there down at your hips, right? It just grows in your creation space. And that's for you and nobody else. So what I'm sensing is to just start to push, we just use the spin and push away. There does feel like there's a cord connected in there, and we want to just push it back out at the tailbone there at the back of the sacrum. And claim your sacred space back as your own so you can bring in your own goddess to fill safely in there. Okay, there are some things coming off for sure. Because it's about ownership, I'm hearing. It's about claiming that this is my vessel, this is my sovereign space. I'm going to now clean out any violation or interference. Nobody gets in here. This is my private space. And as you hold that intent, it starts to unwind any of these hooks or cord attachments to the light, to our own inner light. And then again, you know how we were talking earlier about just embracing the goddess and bringing that power back into all of us.
Right.
I'm feeling that's part of your gift to do that work is to really embody it, infuse it in you, and pull out any of the wounded feminine. So this would be any of like the broken, diminished, oppressed feminine from past lives.
Okay. So when I am spinning the quantum vortex to consciously bring consciousness to that space, for those reasons, and concentrate on pushing it out and claiming it back?
Yes, and bringing your own powerful divine feminine to fill in there and claim it as your own space now, your own home for your divine feminine.
Would I bring that in with a clockwise pink?
I still bring counterclockwise, but I breathe it down pink light from my I am way, way up at the divine level. Yeah.
So while I'm spinning up the problem, would I try to spin down the healing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, perfect. Spin out the discordant and then spin in the healing. Yes.
Yeah. Great.
And it comes
Thank
down.
You so, much.
So I either go up or down.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. And see how that starts to shift. I'm already actually feeling some movement in these. Just see how it opens up again.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks. Good night.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Meg, we just have 1 minute left, and so this worked out just perfectly.
Okay.
But I want to thank you so much. You bring so much to our show and to the people that you work with in your classes. I want to urge everyone to visit NewEarthCentral.com and MegBenedictDay.com.
Thank
and
you, Ariel.
I want to thank you so much for all that you do. You've helped me personally and so many people that I know.
And thank you for helping all of our callers this evening. And with that, we only have 45 seconds left to go. I want to thank also Lavendar, Anastasia, and Chris and Fiona and Tammy. Thank you so much for all of your contributions. And Meg, we love you.
Thank you. I love you, too, and it's always a pleasure to join you. We're building this beautiful Starseed family, so I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
As are we. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll be back next week, same time, right here on Starseed Radio Academy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.